Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It is Monday, the 6th of May, 2024, and today we're going to talk about getting the timing right. So last week, I was genuinely honoured and blessed to be invited to be a guest at a small group of MSPs who meet up in London once a month. Now, if you go back a few years, they used to be members of some peer groups. So we used to run these MSP Marketing Edge peer groups, and we would meet in the city of Milton Keynes in the UK once every single month. And I ended that about a year ago. And this group was so well bonded that they have carried on meeting themselves. And it was genuinely a thrill to be at their meeting. Thank you so much, Kevin Ackland, for inviting me and for everyone that was there. It was so cool to catch up with you guys there. And some of the things that they talk about at those meetings include their operational issues, but of course also their marketing issues. And John in particular had a real marketing problem that we discussed only briefly, but his problem was this. He's spending loads, like tens of thousands of pounds a year on his marketing. He's generating lots of people to talk to. He's putting lots of content out there, but not getting new clients. Now, I'm going to do like a 2-minute version of what we ran through with John back in that room on the day. But the issue that John, I think, is having is that he's doing the first two steps of our 3-step marketing strategy, but he's missing the third step. So let me recap our 3-step marketing strategy. It's so important because everything we do in the MSP Marketing Edge is based around this. So the first step is to build multiple audiences. And that's typically LinkedIn, that's typically email, your email database. There could be some other audiences as well. So you've got to build up the numbers of people you're speaking to. The second step then is to build a relationship with those people. And that's what we do through content marketing. So all of the weekly marketing, some of the monthly marketing content, that's there to help you build up a relationship with people over weeks, months, and years. And then we get to the third step of the strategy, and that is to convert the relationship. Now, the issue here, and the thing where I think John is getting stuck, and where many MSPs get stuck, maybe you are too, is that people only buy when they're ready to buy. Or put another way, it's all about getting the timing right. So you can have someone you're connected to on LinkedIn, they could be in your email database, you could have their snail mail address, you could put your content in front of them, you could direct message them, you could send them emails, you could send them a printed newsletter. All of these things are great to build the relationship. But ultimately, they're not going to switch from their incumbent MSP over to you or someone else until the timing is right. That's the hardest thing to get right. So the solution that I suggested to John is that he gets a back-to-work mum. It's working for him 2 to 3 hours a day, 2 to 3 days a week, just picking up the call and just phoning these people. Now, we have a script available to you. If you go into the MSP Marketing Edge knowledge base, just type in the word script and there's a sample telephone script. Now, I'm not a big fan of telemarketers. I'm not a big fan of the boiler room. I'm not really a big fan of scripts, but actually that script is more of a guideline. It talks you through how to have an engaging conversation, how to ask the right open questions, how you can get them to score their incumbent MSP on a scale of 1 to 10. And all of these things are really powerful sales tools. Now, you personally shouldn't be doing this. Assuming that you are the owner or the manager of the MSP, this is not for you. You've got to be a very unusual person if you want to do outbound calls. Find a back-to-work mom who can work from home, flexible work, 2 to 3 hours a day, 2 to 3 days a week, just calling your databases. And all they're doing, there's two outcomes they're working towards. Outcome number one, the most desired one, is someone who's ready to talk today, in which case they book them in with a 15-minute Zoom with you. Because, of course, you know about the tech and the business, so you can do the hard lifting there. Or for the majority who aren't ready to speak right now, you just find out when their contract ends, and that means you can place a call to them in the future. So if you're not getting quite the results that you need from your marketing, ask yourself, are you doing something to make sure that the timing is right? How are you finding out when is the best time to talk? So our content theme this week, so on Thursday, we're going to give you some new content to use from next Monday, from the 13th. This week, the theme is 1 in 4 people struggle with password overloads. Essentially, you're promoting password managers. A few reminders, our support is closed today. It's a public holiday here in the UK on the 6th of May. And later on this week, we are launching a really simple referral scheme. We've made it as simple as possible, but it's a reward for you if you send people to us. Thank you for being a member. If you've got any help, need any help, just email us. Hello at mspmarketingedge.com.